Hi everyone, welcome back to Biz Radio. And today we decided with Luca and Samara to change the format of the section. Today we are exploring the power of music to address important social issues. Each of us has selected a song that has helped or at least tried to help to change the world.
Fact of the day, they are called protest song. How about starting with you, Machi?
Sure. I've chosen to talk about the song Blue Lights by Georgia Smith. She wrote this song when she was only 17 years old in 2016. She has been inspired by the subject that touches her, police violence and the fear that black children face about policemen in the United Kingdom notably. The sirens present in the song make it famous, and this song is certainly the most popular of the artist's discography. She made a sample of the song Sirens by the English rapper Dizzy Rascal with the sentence "Run when you hear the sirens coming." The text is also inspired by a true story. One day, a friend of her forgot his bag at her place. Curious, she looked into the bag and found a knife. Georgia wondered why his friend hung out with that and imagining the following if he uses the knife and the fact that this young girl should be afraid of the police and feel guilty. She realized while watching TV with her father that nothing had really changed compared to the past. So she had to contribute with her music to change society and denounce police violence against black people. With this song, she tries to give hope by saying, don't run when you hear the sirens coming. The lyrics express a desire to transform the police blue lights into strobe lights or fairy lights for an experience more positive and festive. To conclude, Blue Lights is a call for justice and a moving depiction of the dangers that young black people face in the United Kingdom. It is a common cause with the United States and makes the meaning of this song international.
Wow, it's touching.
Yeah, for my part, I didn't know this artist. It was very well described. Now let's dive into my pick on a totally different topic about animal rights this time. I chose Looking for Changes by Paul McCartney, a member of the Beatles. It is a rather powerful protest song that tackles the cruel treatment of animals used in scientific experiments. So this rock and roll icon has a deep commitment to animal rights, as he's been a vegetarian for nearly 40 years. So with his songs, through its lyrics and melody, sheds lights on the harsh realities faced by animals in laboratory settings. In fact, I think that he urges us to confront the ethical implications of using animals in research, especially when you know that approximately 90% of experiments on animals don't even lead to treatments for humans. So yeah, and even if it did, it would still be unfair, all this cruelty. He himself stated people need to see the truth, as disturbing as it may be. So the message he conveys is further amplified by his decision to incorporate graphic footage of animal mistreatment in his live performances, sparking conversation and raising awareness about the issue. Overall, Looking for Changes stands as a plea for compassion and empathy towards all living beings. I chose this song because I love justice.
I had no idea that Paul McCartney was an animal rights activist. Did you, Luca?
Me neither. It was surprising on my side, as the movie is coming soon. I chose Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley. But before telling you about this particular song, let me remind you of who Bob Marley was, in case you don't know or you forgot. Bob Marley was a Jamaican musician born on the 6th of February 1945, in 9 miles, and he died on the 11th of May 1981 at the age of 36 from cancer in Miami. Despite his rather short life, he is a legend of music and reggae, as he is considered the greatest reggae singer. Throughout his life, he fought for rights, especially against racism, with his song. It was released in 1973 and is presented as a song against racial discrimination and the oppression experienced by various ethnic groups from Africa or within Africa itself. Bob Marley encourages people to fight for their rights. The lyrics of this song also denounces certain aspects of colonization, at a time when the Catholic Church was attempting to convert certain African countries to Christianity by sending priests there. The song won a Grammy Award in 1999. I like this song because it fights against racism, and I respect what Bob Marley did throughout his life.
Oh, I didn't know that he died that young. That is interesting.
To conclude, we can see with these three great artists, but also in music in general, we find messages of peace. On this, it was Biz Radio. See you next time. Goodbye.